Chapter 6 I Go Back. When I woke, the sun was shining. At first I felt weak and ill, but after a bath and breakfast I felt better. I was not going to run away. I had a job to do. I was afraid. I had seen and heard terrible things. But I was a young man, and young men forget easily. I was going back to Ealmarsh House. I was going to look at Mrs. Drablow's papers, but not today, and not alone. I wanted some exercise. I told the innkeeper I was going for a long walk.
"Can you ride a bicycle, sir?" he said. "There's a bicycle here you can use."
I was very pleased. Stella and I often rode bicycles into the country. Yes, an hour or two on a bicycle. That's what I needed. Then tomorrow I would go back to Ealmarsh House, but not alone. I decided to talk to Mr. Jerome. He probably had a boy who worked in the office. The boy can help me, I thought. Together we will finish the job quickly. I walked through the town to Mr. Jerome's office. He did not look pleased to see me. "The house is full of papers," I said. "I must look at them all. I need help." A look of fear came into Mr. Jerome's face.
"I can't help you, Mr. Kipps,"
he said quickly. "But can your office boy help me?" I said.
"I don't have an office boy,"
Jerome answered. "Well, any other boy in the town," I said. "I'll pay him, of course." Mr. Jerome stood up. His face was white.
"You will find no one to help you. No one!" he shouted.
"I think I understand you, Mr. Jerome," I said. "No one in this town will stay at Ealmarsh House. Everyone is too afraid. Afraid of seeing..." I stopped.
"The woman in black?"
Mr. Jerome said. "Yes," I answered. "I saw her again."
"Where?"
he whispered. "In the graveyard behind Ealmarsh House. But she's not going to stop me, whoever she is, or was." I laughed. My laugh did not sound true. "I must be brave, Mr. Jerome," I added. "I'm not going to run away."
"That's what I said,"
the little man replied very quietly. I did not understand him. "Well, I'll go back alone," I said. "Perhaps I'll not see the woman again."
"I pray that you do not,"
Mr. Jerome said slowly.
"I pray that you do not."
I went back to the inn. I wrote a letter to Mr. Bentley. I told him I wanted to stay for a few days. I said nothing about the woman in black. Then I took the bicycle and rode off. The weather was perfect for cycling. The wind was cold, but the air was bright and clear. I decided to ride west, away from the marshes. I was going to ride to the next village and have lunch there. At the end of the town, I looked to the east. I was looking back to the water of the marshes. The marshes were pulling me back. I knew I had to go back to them. But not now. Not today. Taking a deep breath, I turned my bicycle. My back was to the marshes now. I cycled away from the marshes along the country road.